the visceral, and it is a visceral, emotional, and physical experience to encounter the intensity of live music. I can trace why I play back to hearing John Campbell and Joel Spencer and Kelly Sill at Nature's Table in Champaign-Urbana when I was 21. I can trace it back to that. And there's so much you learn from seeing the music and hearing the music live. Not that, of course, recordings are essential, but 30-second YouTube clips don't do it. You got to listen to the masters and their killer and important recordings, and also experience the music in a live situation.
It's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com, and welcome to another episode of Around Town. And today we have Michael Striker on. He is the head of jazz studies, better known as the director of jazz studies at UIC here in Chicago. And I wanted to have him on now because he's got a lot of stuff coming up here in a short period of time. So this works out great. Obviously, Michael's an accomplished musician, accomplished pianist. We could talk about his career and all the people he's performed with for about 40 minutes, but we're not going to do that today. I'm going to have him back to do that. But right now I want to focus on the UIC program because he's got an exciting festival coming up. It's the UIC Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. It's going to be April 18th, 19th, and 20th. And the 19th, there is a concert at Epiphany Center for the Arts, 201 South Ashland Avenue, right there in Chicago. And then on the 20th, which is open to the entire public, of course, the one at night is available to the public, but you have to buy tickets. The one on the 20th is open and free to the public, and he encourages everybody to come over because there's going to be 17 to 18 high school bands performing for your enjoyment, and we're going to talk all about this. So, Michael, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on, and let's talk about the UIC Jazz Fest you have coming up, and who's the guest artist, because you have an artist in residence that's coming in that's pretty exciting.
We sure do. First of all, thanks for having me on, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. The guest artist is a New York City drummer by the name of Jared Schoenig, a relatively young guy that I met when I was auditioning for the Eastman's DMA program, and folks coming into audition would do so with players in the program as their rhythm section. And Jared was the drummer for my doctoral audition, and he was playing great back then, and he's only grown tremendously since that point. He's ensconced in the jazz scene in Chicago. Latest recordings are both a small group and a large group of his big band music on Bandcamp. Marquise Hill, among others, is on the small group version of that recording. So he's all over the place. He's plays with the Birdland Big Band at Birdland. He's first call for Broadway shows as a percussionist. He's a composer, drum set and percussionist. I think he was the drummer on the revival for The Color Purple recently in Moulin Rouge on a long run. So he's just doing it with a multiple skill set level. And I had a chance, I've been trying to get him to UIC for a long time, but with the pandemic and various things, it just didn't work out. And I'm excited to have him come and be a guest to help our students during the week on the 18th and 19th, to play on the evening of the 19th with UIC faculty, and then to play with UIC students and Andy Baker's jazz ensemble on the 20th. It's going to be a great week of events.
Well, and it's really cool because last year I remember you did the same thing, and it was over at Epiphany when I was still at Epiphany, and I think that's how we started getting to know each other. And I was really impressed with all of the different facets of the UIC Jazz Studies department because I've seen it grow over the past 15 years or so since I started the magazine and stuff. And this element that you're adding in now with the high schools, and it's really growing too, isn't it? Because I mean, it gives not only having the guest artist come in and work with the bands that are at UIC, but I mean, what an opportunity for the bands, the high school bands, to be able to come perform in front of, you know, three or four different panelists that can critique them, and then also be able to experience like a professional like Jared, along with everybody else on your staff who are like killing players to begin with. I mean, just to connect the high school students to that kind of professionalism. Now, what do you see as far as that goes? I mean, how does that help a high school musician grow when they have those experiences at such a young age?
Well, I think other fests at festivals and gets to see that there's a whole community of people like them trying to learn how to play the music. It really situates them in a really positive situation. And so that's the first thing for me, is connecting like-minded young people who are trying to figure out what this music is about. You know, because our job as educators, I think, is to pass the music along. Yep. And to get people interested in figuring out what it's about. The second part of festivals like this is not largely a competitive event. We bring folks in that are trying to get better at the music. It doesn't matter whether they've been rehearsing for 3 weeks, whether they lost their bassist the week before. There will be some younger bands that are inexperienced, some middle of the road bands that sound really good but need another 6 weeks of polishing, and some really talented, or they're all talented, but some more experienced musicians. And we're trying to reach them all and give them level specific information from the judges that will hear them play. And thirdly, I think getting folks at the high school level and community college level to see the level that our students are playing on and interacting with an artist of last year was Jeremy Pelt, a trumpet player who's in Israel right now, I think, touring, and now Jared Schoenig. To have kids hear what our students are capable of and the level of playing that they can do with a professional hopefully gets them interested in what we're doing as a degree program, because it's a recruiting event as well. Sure. You know, we want people to experience what we do, how we do it, and who our faculty is in the heart of Chicago.
Well, and I think it's a great way, obviously, to recruit and connect. But I mean, you know, when you were coming up as a pianist and you were learning how to play, same thing with me. Back in the day, we'd be able to go to a club and play with professionals or see professionals or something like that. I think nowadays it's a lot harder. There's obviously a lot fewer clubs. And it's more difficult to go out and see that. So this actually gives, you know, a young musician who is in kind of their own high school world, you know, doing well, performing, maybe seeing some YouTube clips, but to see somebody professionally play live and to come on April 19th to see the whole faculty with Jared perform live and see that concert. I mean, you can't put that kind of importance on something like that. You need to see stuff live, especially if you're a young musician. So this kind of a festival really lends itself to really kind of motivating kids, I would imagine, as well.
I'm absolutely in agreement with that. The visceral, and it is a visceral, emotional, and physical experience to encounter the intensity of live music. I can trace why I play back to hearing John Campbell and Joel Spencer and Kelly Sill at Nature's Table in Champaign-Urbana when I was 21. I can trace it back to that. And there's so much you learn from seeing the music and hearing the music live. Not that, of course, recordings are essential, but 30-second YouTube clips don't do it. You got to listen to the masters and their killer and important recordings, and also experience the music in a live situation. Absolutely.
100%. And, you know, the thing with this festival is that you're able to hear all these different bands perform, and they're all playing a lot of different styles too.
Yes.
And to be able to be critiqued on the styles by these different professionals, for a person sitting in the audience who might not know all that much about jazz, but really enjoy it, it's kind of like a learning experience for them too. So if you're the public and you can come out to something like this and kind of see the up and coming musicians, you might actually learn something too, because you'll be able to hear. I remember from last year, you'll be able to hear the, the judges, we'll call them judges, go up on stage and kind of critique the bands as you're sitting there. So if you want to learn a little bit too, and you have an afternoon free, this is a great way to spend it on April 20th.
Absolutely. I think that part of our job as folks that play and teach is to make the music accessible to everyone. And I think a part of that accessibility is to draw the public in and have them experience hearing faculty members talk to the drummer or talk to the saxophone player or talk to the bassist about what they're doing and give them feedback that will then improve their playing, even minutely in that moment. There's a real human aspect to those interactions that I think draws people in and connects them to the lineage of passing the music down. And it's independent of whether you know anything about music or not. It's about whether you can connect to one human being communicating with another in a mentor type of role.
Yeah, exactly. So UIC Jazz Fest, April 19th, Sanctuary, mm-hmm. Epiphany Center for the Arts. Tickets are on sale at epiphanychi.com, epiphanychi.com. And that mm-hmm. show at 7:30
is the first one.
Okay, so 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available. I encourage everybody to go check that out. And then on April 20th, mm-hmm. at Epiphany Center for the Arts, you can enter right in through those front doors, the glass front doors there by the cafe bar, and mm-hmm. you can enter in, and that's free, and doors are at 9 o'clock a.m. and it'll probably go till about 5:30. So even if you pop at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, something will be happening over there. So yep. I encourage everybody to stop in. Plus you get to see Epiphany, which is pretty incredible. You get to walk around and experience that whole scene over there. Beautiful. But outside of UIC and outside of the Jazz Studies Department and everything else, you have another project, and this one's wrapping up for the season because, you know, just a massive festival isn't enough to do within a couple of days. So instead, you
just get a gig the next day.
Yeah. So April 21st, you're going to be doing Jazz Prayer, which there's been a season of Jazz Prayers. This is the last one, and it's at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 611 West Randolph in Oak Park. East Randolph in Oak Park. And so talk a little bit about this. So Jazz Prayer starts at 7:30 p.m., open to the public.
Yep.
I believe it's free admission to this as well. And yep. I looked at it a little bit, and I've talked to one of the organizers over there. It's a little different than like a Jazz Vesper that people might understand. It's close, but not quite. Talk a little bit about the Jazz Prayer.
Well, the history with that is when I moved up to take the job to head up the Jazz Studies program at UIC, I lived in Oak Park for the first couple years. Actually, the first 3 years at two different residences. And I got called to sub. Dan Murphy, who was on faculty here at UIC, gave somebody my number, and they needed a pianist to play on one of these services. I wasn't the regular pianist or musical organizer. So I went and played. And then the pianist at the time and organist was moving to Europe. And then the job became available, and I applied to be both the pianist and musical director. And essentially what this is an opportunity to bring the public and professional musicians together under the auspices of the church to each service has a theme. Sometimes it's a social justice related theme. Sometimes it's a theme coordinated with that particular part of the church year, perhaps Easter or Christmas. And all these things are woven together with readings that are spiritual in nature. Some are liturgical. Some are by lay people, all relating to the theme, and then interspersed with readings by the pastor, Kathy Nolte, who's a great lady. We intersperse music selections, and I pick these selections in a way that relates to the theme, either through the lyrics or the title or the feeling that the music gives me. And so the music and the readings are interspersed together to lay out this 1 hour service that designed to bring the community together, whether or not you can be of any faith, Muslim faith, Jewish faith. You can be atheist, agnostic. You can be in one of the Christian denominations. It really does. It's not a church service.
Yeah.
Other than it's housed in a church. And the idea is to give people a way to let the week go, to come into community with one another, and to hear wonderful music that has a connection to a theme. And the band this the Friday the 21st is Charles Heath is playing drums. He's pretty good. Yeah. Larry Kohut's playing bass. He's also pretty good. Andy Baker is playing trombone. I'm playing piano, and the talented Cheryl Wilson is singing. And so it's a killer band. I try to use UIC faculty as much as possible, in part, because they play great, of course, and in part to showcase a part of what I do at UIC.
Well, you know, and the other thing is too, I think they're all live streamed on YouTube, aren't they? Because I know that there's links on there. So if you go to the website, and it's goodshepherdlc.org, and you can find Jazz Prayer up there. It's April 21st, 7:30 p.m. is when it starts. Doors are at about 7 o'clock. But there's a YouTube videos up there. And if you want to just kind of get a feel for what it is, you can see it. And if you look at it, it's basically incredible players playing a jazz concert in an intimate room in a church with a little bit of prayer in between, kind of syncing everything together. So it's really interesting. And again, it's free, open to the public. Oak Park is pretty easy to get to. I'm sure a lot of people watching this are living in Oak Park. So, you know, I would encourage everybody. And this is the last one of the season. And then next year it starts again in the fall. So they can keep an eye out for it then as well, right?
Yep. It's been going on. I think it was in place for 5 years or maybe longer before I joined the fray. And so I think it's in roughly its 10th year. It's supported by donations to the church and some grant. Some grants, I believe. And it's really a super cool project to be involved in, where I get to pick the music, curate the music, pick the musicians, rehearse them the day of, and then work with the pastor and Lynn Railsback and Mark Ledegar, some wonderful folks that volunteer their time to organize this whole thing and do tech and various things. We have a meeting where we talk about the themes, and it's a real thoughtful kind of a situation where we're trying to combine, we're trying to tell a story in a 1 hour period, both within the whole service, but within each tune as it contributes to the service in a concert setting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a great concept. And, you know, the more I'm hearing, there's more and more like jazz vespers, and there's more activations in outside of just like a club or a festival situation, you know? So, I mean, this lends itself great because of the acoustics, and there's a nice piano, and there's good people there and everything else. So, all right. So April 21st, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. We'll link everything up below. Of course, we'll link everything up below for the UIC Jazz Studies Department. And April 19th, Epiphany Center for the Arts, epiphanychi.com for the concert, 7:30 PM. And then April 20th, all day long. You don't need a ticket. Just go on in 9 a.m. until about 5 p.m. or so, maybe a little later. And that's at Epiphany Center as well. Michael, thanks for jumping on. I'm glad we made this happen. You are going to have a very busy April, so I'm glad we got it in right before you got super busy.
Mike, thanks a lot. It was a groove getting to know you last year as part of doing the Festival at Epiphany, and I just appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about all these cool things that are happening. So thanks a lot.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure having you. And of course, thanks to everybody for watching. And as I always say, all things Chicago Jazz at chicagojazz.com. And until next time, hopefully I will see you all somewhere out on the scene.